This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand yesterday. The projects include Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the Prime Minister said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said, without developing and empowering of tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Rajasthan from today. During her visit, the President will attend the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukhadia University at Udaipur. The President will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh organized by the Rajasthan government. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts yesterday. Other party leaders Anurag Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held road shows in different constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed election rallies in Bhavani Kheda of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Deputy CM of Delhi Manish Sisodia also held a roadshow. The election campaign will end today evening. The 2024 edition of the annual apex-level international conference of the Indian Navy, the Indo-Pacific Regional Dialogue, will be held in New Delhi from today. The theme of the three-day conference is Resource Geopolitics and Security in the Indo-Pacific. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address the conference tomorrow. Political strategist turned politician Prashant Kishore officially launched the Jan Suraj Party, the political wing of his Jan Suraj organization, at a large gathering in Patna yesterday. The event drew significant support from his followers. Former diplomat Manoj Bharati has been appointed as the executive president of the party. Mr. Kishore announced that the Jan Suraj Party will contest all 243 seats in the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. He also revealed plans to field candidates in the upcoming by-elections for 4 Assembly seats in Bihar. A significant number of retired bureaucrats have joined the party, pledging to transform Bihar's political landscape. The Jan Suraj Party has committed to pursue clean politics. In Bihar, some new regions yesterday were affected by floods, increasing the number of flood victims around 15 lakh in 17 districts. Rising water levels of Kosi, Gandak, Mahananda, Kamla Balan, Bagmati and other rivers is sweeping in other parts of the state in low-lying areas. Sitamarhi, Dharbhanga, West Champaran, Madhubani, Supaul and Saharsa are the worst affected districts. Flood waters have also entered several villages in Purnia, Araria, Madhepura and Kishanganj districts. So far, 2.5 lakh people have been evacuated by NDRF and SDRF. Large number of roads, power supply lines and other infrastructures have been damaged in devastation due to flash floods. The situation between Israeli forces and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon continues to escalate, following reports of close-range fighting in Marun al-Ras. This clash occurred after Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to retaliate against Iran for its ballistic missile attack on Israel, adding further tensions to an already volatile region. Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group backed by Iran, claimed responsibility for targeting the nearby evacuated Israeli town of Avivim with rocket fire earlier in the day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with security chiefs at the Defense Ministry headquarters in Tel Aviv, as confirmed by an official statement. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responding for the first time after firing more than 200 missiles at Israel, warned that the strikes from the resistance front will intensify. And that is the end of this news bulletin.